This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
I'm your Alex Jones host, and we are here attempting to cover the news and chronicle what's unfolding and what we're about to witness here. But the news we're going to be covering is really staggering. But it's not staggering when you realize that these people have been preying on us for a long time and have a plan, and that they are ready to carry it out. So we are here on this live Monday edition. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to air a Paul Harvey report that we put some images to. It's from like the 1970s and 1980s. And then we are going to come back. Children as young as six are being given compulsory self-touching lessons by the pedophile government. That's all coming up. But first this.
Hello, Americans. I'm Paul Harvey. If I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness. And I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States.
President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by the shooting.
I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of the serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old, I would teach to pray after me. Our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves, until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flame.
The president of the United States is racist.
If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect the discipline emotions just like those run wild. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who want it until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. I would caution against extremes.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
In hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct, I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Now you know the rest of the story.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack to take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol Powered Can't Miss Formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
You don't ever have to be stronger than you really are when you're lying in my arms. And honey, you don't ever have to act cooler than you think you should. You're brighter than the brightest stars. You're scared to win.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is September 23rd, 2019, on this Monday edition. I am your host, Alex Jones. We have Andrew Pollack, the father that lost one of his children at the tragic events last February 14th in Florida, where the police stood down and let the massacre take place. Well, he said that Bloomberg and the anti-gunners don't speak for him. Andrew Pollack, have a lot of courage for joining us at the bottom of the hour. Now, I remember listening to Rush Limbaugh when I was just 1 year out of high school. And I remember listening to him when I was at work during the breaks. And I remember going and looking up the things he was talking about and finding out they were true and being amazed. And he would play the audio of Jocelyn Elders over and over again, saying, what you do with the kindergartners, that's how she speaks, is you reach down and you help them masturbate. And then she went to Congress and talked about it. But that was pre-internet, really. And I spent an hour and a half this morning, obsessively, trying to find it. I found one edited version. It's like a joke video of her saying it, but it's a bunch of cuts. But it is her saying it. But there's transcripts. She's on record. And people say, where did that come from? We need to talk. The main thing is we need to reach down and touch their peepees. Touch their wee-wees. See, actually, it's really sick audio. We're going to play it. I don't apologize. Huh? Now, why would the government want to do that? Because if they can get their pedophile teachers to be able to touch your children's genitals, they can get away with anything. I mean, that's kind of planting the flag. In ancient Japan, and also in ancient Europe, feudal Japan, there would be an act of pissing on you to humiliate you sometimes. Or sometimes they just chop your head off for talking back. Feudal Europe, Europe, Japan, both did it. But when they can put their hands on your daughter's vagina or your little son's penis, sorry to use those terms, this was happening to your kids. If they can do that, they can do anything, and they are. And the headline on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com for this live show, where you can email it out and text it out and share it, is it's official. The left supports pedophilia worldwide. And they're coming after your children with vaccines they're going to put in them, GMO. It's official. Leftists endorse pedophilia worldwide. And, you know, just last week, San Diego State University. We have photos and videos of the curriculum in the class. It says pedophilia is just a sexual preference, and opposing it is
not homophobic, but pedophobic. No, they're now saying pedophobic. And it's going to be stunning and brave. Vice and HBO and Salon and the New York Times are coming out and endorsing pedophilia. The wrecking of child's innocence of their bodies, destroying their futures. I mean, all the evidence shows sexually abused children have massive problems, way statistically higher suicide, and then ruined lives, and they pass it on in many cases, about half the cases. They think love is having sex with a small child. This is a sick cancer. We have cancer. Now, why do I raise that today? Well, because children as young as six are being given compulsory self-touching lessons that critics say are sexualizing youngsters. Oh, critics. That's the Daily Mail. And that's in England, Australia, and the U.S. and Canada are all announcing it. So it's, you know, sleepy time after lunch where you lay down for half the hour and then you read a story after, you know, and the kids lay down on little mats. Well, now, like Jocelyn Elders said, that's a quote. It's compulsory. The teachers are going to help. They're going to. And some teachers are quitting. Oh, that's the plan. Then it's only going to be pedos or their fellow travelers. And some parents are saying, my kids are being taken out of school. Oh, England's saying, oh, no, your kids are going to go to mosque as part of compulsory nationwide, and we're going to touch their genitals. We're going to plant the flag. So this is directly from the classroom of your TV viewer. That's what they're teaching. All about me. The state wants to put their hands on your children's junk and teach them sexualization, total pedophilia. The final frontier is getting your kids. Maybe we'll have somebody like Caitlyn Jenner come out and tell us it's stunning and brave. We're going to go to break with this key report. We're going to come back and break it all down. Please stay with us. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
I've never been a vain person. I've never been obsessed with my looks. And I never claimed to look like a supermodel or something out of a Calvin Klein catalog. But when I don't eat right, when I don't take supplements, when I don't exercise, I look like basically Fred Flintstone. But just in the last month, I decided to religiously take the supplements from InfowarsLife.com that I already know are so good. And voila, just doing that and drinking more water, my workouts are better. My stamina, my focus, my energy is just incredible. And I've lost 12 pounds in a month since I committed to myself and said on air that I was going to start taking the supplements religiously. Now, that's a pretty amazing statement to make, but it's true. And I've been through this before. Back when I was 16 or 17 years old, played football, I could eat two pizzas and then an entire half gallon of Blue Bell Dutch chocolate ice cream on the weekends. And I looked great, had a six-pack. And by the time I was about 22 years old or so, I quit working out as much but kept eating the same. And I gained 90 pounds. For a decade, I basically didn't take care of myself and turned into Jabba the Hutt. And then it took me 4 to 5 years to even lose 25, 30 pounds. But as soon as I started taking the X2 super high-quality iodine, the missing link in my body, as soon as I started taking Supermel Vitality, other products, about 6, 7 years ago, boom, I lost another 40 pounds. But then, the last few years, I just stopped taking it all the time, forgot about it, and caught myself a few months ago literally taking nothing but fish oil and Knockout when I went to sleep at night, occasionally some iodine. And I realized that I'd stopped giving it to my children maybe once a week. And I've seen the difference in them and myself when we go on the regimen of the top products in InfoWars Life. I want you to experience this for yourself. I want to challenge you that if you haven't ever tried the products, to order them. You cannot lose because you're funding a pro-America, pro-Second Amendment, pro-freedom organization that has proven it has absolutely damaged the globalists and their operations and put forward a pro-American, pro-human agenda in a big way that is spread not just across the U.S., but across the world. The globalists, the corporate media, they are desperate. The whole Hollywood crew, all the fake prostitutes, take us off the air. But thanks to your support, we're still here. But pulling back from that, you need to really take the products for yourself regardless and see how amazing they are, because we've done the research. And just like Our information on politics and what's happening in the world is the very best, cutting edge, feared by tyrants and corrupt corporations everywhere. The research that we've done with top scientists, researchers, and supplement developers is the very best out there. Because we go out and look at what's already best-selling, what already has the best reviews, what is the cleanest, what works the best, and then we make it better and cut the price. And that's why I'm promising you, the viewers and listeners and your families and those around you, that the products we bring you from InfoWars Life are the very best that we can find and develop and bring to you. And that when I use them and others use them, you get amazing results and it funds the InfoWar. The only way we can fail is when I don't take action and when you don't take action. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com today and check out the huge sales we're running right now. And commit to the InfoWar, but more importantly, invest in yourself and your family's well-being.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We have a father who lost his daughter at the Parkland attacks by an individual who'd said 40 plus times he was going to shoot and attack people, and the policeman called 40 plus times, nothing was done. And then the media went and lied and said that I said no one died there. And in my name, put that hurtful information out. Pretty sick, isn't it? Now, I said the police stood down. The question is why? Well, we've got this poor girl's father who's got a lot of courage joining us, Andrew Pollack, next segment. Let me just do this, because what happens is I get ready for the show at home and here, and then I end up hitting, like, you know, 15 stories out of 150 on the show, but I just want to be very clear with the viewers and listeners. Things are much crazier than we could even explain, and I think you know that, you see that in your own community. There is a separation of people happening towards good or towards evil, just like the Bible says. And I just cannot hammer it enough that evil is going completely insane right now. I have a stack of articles and videos we're going to cover at the bottom of the next hour when the amazing Savannah Hernandez, I say that because she does like five jobs here, produces, she goes out on the street, writes articles, just does everything. She went out in Austin to the big climate hysteria last Friday. The article's up on InfoWars.com. And I've had it reposted. And then now the climate deniers, and they're all given scripts to follow. They call us climate deniers. They're denying that the climate always changes. And that's a totally truthful statement. Go ahead, bring it on over here. Thank you. They're bringing me articles and documents right now. Continuing, getting back to what I was saying. They tell us that it's global freezing. And then they tell us that it's global warming. And then they tell us it's our fault. And they tell us that any type of climate change is evil. But that if we pay carbon taxes to these central banks, to these private families, and let them micromanage our lives, but China and India are exempt, and that if we have a post-industrial world, then we'll be good people. I mean, this is the most ridiculous, out-of-control garbage the world's ever seen. And Breitbart put together 40-plus examples we're going to be covering when she joins us of how they said the world was going to end or dire consequences, and it didn't. And they know it's not, at least not the way they're saying. And so that's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Because now we have video of these fearmongers running around saying the world has 7 years left, and then admitting, well, we're just doing this to scare people. Well, we know you're doing it to scare people, but to have them on tape, the leaders of the Austin fearmongering, which are following their orders directly from the Chicago Mercantile and others. And it's getting more intense, it's getting more insane, and these people are getting more hateful and more vicious than ever, telling everyone to F off that questions them in any way. This is a revolution against the West, a revolution against our industries, a revolution against civilization, publicly funded by the Saudi Arabians and the Chi-Coms and a few others. You ask, why is that? It's on record. Why are the Chi-Coms in Saudi Arabia funding movements that go after fossil fuels, because they're never going to stop the fossil fuels in Saudi Arabia or China. They're never going to stop using them or producing them. They just want the rich, powerful West to curtail them so we can't compete, and then pay these multinational financial scammers money on every gallon of oil or gasoline that we use, and then every other facet of carbon on the planet. This is crippling feudalism. But regardless of that, it's all one-sided, where Europe, the U.S., Canada, New Zealand, Australia make the cuts, and no one else does. Not Mexico, not Brazil, not China, not Russia, not India, not Nigeria, no one but us. So I'll cover that at the bottom of the next hour. And then again, I'll also get into this. The fact that all over the world, the UNESCO system of the UN, that is the UN, that's global governance, United Nations Cultural Educational Organization, that gets all the countries to sign on the treaties, it standardizes the global policies. They want pedophilia legalized. NAMBLA is on their steering board as an NGO, North American Man Boy Love Association. And in Hollywood, and all the propaganda's aim is to teach you that your children are emancipated from you at birth. Well, they don't know how to defend themselves. They don't know how to make decisions. So the state and all these groups can swoop in and convince your five-year-old to have sex, to take deadly vaccines, to eat GMO, to be sterilized. Because if they can do this and go after the young when they're weak and have men shake their asses in front of their faces and have the children ride horsey on the men's erections through their pants, they can do anything. They're cutting our power. They're coming after our children. This is all a plan. That's why Jocelyn Elders in 1993, Bill Clinton's Surgeon General, said, we're going to teach compulsory masturbation. Quote, we're going to reach down to the kindergartners and teach them how. The kindergarten teachers will be transformed into sexualization, high priest of Satanism, to molest your children. But that was back when he fired her for saying that. Surgeon General Force resigned by White House over saying, reach down. When she says, she goes, reach down and help them. Because someone, you see, like when Vice and Salon write articles, they talk about the bravery of the pedophiles and how they love children. They cut some bald-headed guy with a mullet drooling over a four-year-old dancing in a little scantily clad outfit, and he's just drooling. And there's no bottom to these people. And parents will probably go to the school and say, well, I guess it's okay. And the next it'll be, well, your five-year-old, because that's what they have in the school libraries now, is stories of five, six, seven, eight-year-olds when they got molested, how fun it is. See, and this isn't a joke, just like keeping the babies alive after they're born. And we're all just going to bow down to it and worship it and turn our guns in. No, we're not. Band.video is the answer to censorship. Band.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Band.video. Band.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer. Sawyer or Paul Watson fan videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalist. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Polarizing this event, the murder of these kids, you're talking about gun control. I just had to listen to you and Governor Scott talk about gun control. Gun control is a big issue. No one in America is going to come together on gun control, Chris. We're here. You didn't say one thing about fixing it. The American people, we could get together on school safety. But when you polarize it, this event and every other media, we don't care about gun control right now. That's a big issue in the country, and you're not going to get everyone together on it. But we're going to get everyone together on fixing our schools. and I just listened to you. So I just listened to you. You didn't talk. You didn't mention one question to Governor Scott about what are we going to do about the security for our children? How are we going to do that? But you're just talking about gun control, which is going to just give you more ratings than every other media event. My daughter said, I want to know, our kids are going to school in Kentucky on Monday. How are those kids safe? How about bringing that up for the media? How about bringing that up to Governor Scott? Not about guns. It's not about guns now. Today, it's not about guns. It's about the safety in our schools. And that's what you asked Governor Scott about, and I got to listen to that at my house. My kid's not here because the schools weren't safe. That's the main thing. You go into a courthouse, the judge is safe. The stenographer is not worried someone's coming in with a gun because they can't get in with a gun. The American people, we just want our schools safe. We don't want to talk about guns right now.
And we are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Parkland First Responder says he was given stand-down order. I could have saved lives. Remember that? Sources. Coral Springs police upset at some Broward deputies for not entering school. You know, we had three different students on in the 2 days after it. The media said they were fake. Of course, they weren't. They literally had to admit that. We had real students on saying the police stood down. Then national media made it up and said that I said nobody died. We forced them to retract it. But that's how vicious this corporate media is. And the father, who's had the courage to speak out against all this, is joining us right now to go over it. And, of course, Andrew Pollack joins us right now. He lost his 18-year-old daughter on that fateful day. I couldn't even imagine that. I have a 15-year-old daughter, an 11-year-old daughter, and a 2.5-year-old daughter. And what he's saying is absolutely true. What about the safety? What about the stand-down? What about the maniacs like Cruz, who 40-plus times had the police called on him saying, I'm going to kill people at the school? What about these Antifa nuts, both in Texas and, of course, in Ohio, who said we're in the occult, we want to kill people? I mean, how are they not getting arrested? I really appreciate Andrew Pollack coming on. I could ask a lot of questions. He's at Andrew Pollack FL on Twitter. If you'd like to reach out and talk to him, at Andrew Pollack, P-O-L-L-A-C-K FL. But I'd like to give him the floor in this segment, the next, so he can actually, you know, as someone who really is a victim of this horror, talk about what he thinks really should be done. Thanks for coming on with us.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Alex.
I mean, it's unspeakable what you've gone through, what others have gone through. We see it being politicized. People like Beto O'Rourke blaming 100 million gun owners. You've got the floor. What would you like to say about this?
Well, I'm doing this to honor my daughter, Alex. You know, people ask me all the time, how do you have the strength? I have the strength because my daughter's not here with me anymore. And she would want everybody in this country to know the truth of behind what happened and all the failures. So that's what gives me this energy to go on day in and day out. And she would want every parent to know the truth, not what the mainstream media wants everyone to make it out to be. And which they silenced me on my book tour within, you know, while I was in New York and D.C., I wasn't on one mainstream liberal channel. None of them would have me on. And everything in my book is true. We got everything from the school district, everything firsthand from interviews from people that work for the school district, and from depositions in my civil case. So I'm here to tell parents, you know, if you really want to know what happened in Parkland and what's going on in these school districts across the country, you should buy my book, Why Meadow Died. Everything in there is factual. And it lays it out because the policies in place in Broward are throughout the whole country. Okay? It's not just in Broward, Alex. The governor of California just made a law now. Gavin Newsom signed a law that it's illegal to suspend disruptive kids or expel them in a classroom. I don't know what parent in their right mind would think that would create a safe environment, but those policies started in Broward, and it created a culture of leniency throughout the whole school district. You know, there's multiple failures, you know, the sheriff's department, the mental health, the FBI, but when you dig into these policies, I put it on parents now. I dealt with politicians over the last year, And I became good friends with him, including the president. If the president could wave a wand and make every school safe, he would want to do it. But it's out of his control when it comes to local levels and school boards. They're going to do what they want. So that's why this book's important. It's on the parents. It's your responsibility, mom and dad, where you put your child in school. And that's the bottom line.
Andrew, let me interrupt you just briefly, because I should have said this up front. It's just being a father and thinking about what you've gone through actually kind of choked up a little bit, which I never do right when I was going to you. I should have said up front, you're on a real quest for your daughter's memory to save others. I've seen you speak about it. You've written a book that details what caused this and the fact that it's happening more, and that they've got ways to basically, you know, really cut this back to almost nothing. And you lay it out with all the facts. And then the fact that you were censored by the system and blackballed is incredible. So everyone watching, and I'm talking about Joe Rogan that tunes in a lot, I'm talking about people with some of the biggest shows in the world, they all need, T.I. can find out about, you know, school shootings. He should have you on his podcast. I'm on that. They're going to air that Thursday. I mean, we need to get your message out. And the big news is they're trying to put in a blockade of what really happened to your daughter. And we've got to ask the question, why is that? Why did they stand down? Why do they stand down so many places? So recap getting into the book, Why Meadow Died, The People and Policies That Created the Parkland Shooter and Endangered America's Students. We'll walk through it next segment. But literally, this book can and will save lives. I mean, NAMBLA is putting books in public schools now about adults having sex with kids. I literally covered this earlier. Well, but I know they're trying to keep your book from getting into schools. This book needs to be everywhere, and every parent that has kids in school needs to read this.
Correct. And you know what? Teachers need to step up for themselves, you know, grow a spine. That's what I tell all the teachers out there that write me that are out there, because they're just to blame for these policies if they don't speak up about it. They have to deal with it. They're left with these disruptive kids and these failed policies. So we need them to educate the parents, too. So there's a big force of them out there, and it's not the teachers' union. They're the worst. They're just as bad as the fake news. So teachers, you need to step up, too, and grow a set and speak up for your profession, because teachers are getting abused left and right in the school districts across the country. What teacher in their right mind is going to want to teach in California when they have no recourse of a kid that could do anything they want in their classroom? So teachers, it's on them also. So some of these policies that I looked into, Alex, that are very, that were incredible.
There's a state law, as you know, that allowed Cruz to commit crimes and get out because he had a Hispanic last name. He wasn't even Hispanic. So he, you know, they have this liberal policy of letting the criminals out of jail because they have a larger plan to disintegrate society.
Well, they just don't. They believe in lax discipline policies and ending the school-to-prison pipeline, which just creates a chaotic environment in these school districts when you don't hold kids accountable. Any kid, regardless, I don't care what color a kid is, they need to be held accountable, okay?
That's right. Stay right there, sir. Andrew Pollack. We're going to walk through your book and the climate that is creating this everywhere. Then the media hypes it up. Then a lot of these nuts are on these serotonin drugs. We'll be right back.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Meadow.com takes you right where you can get the book. Everybody should donate to the library. Every parent should read it because they've created these climates. The studies show the media hypes the mass shooters. You have the incel mental patient type always, in every case, has been on these psychotropic drugs. They're always saying they're going to kill people, and then nothing's done. Andrew Pollack has got the inside baseball that happened to him. His daughter survived with his two sons. And I'm told that the Thought Police didn't want Andrew Pollack to come on, but his son Huck is a listener and got him on the show. So shout out to Huck. Andrew, you during that short break, you were letting them have it. Please repeat what you were saying during the break.
Well, you know, I wasn't political before I got into this. But then once I started learning about all these policies brought on by Democrats and how the Democrats in Broward refused to accept any responsibility about these policies, I just started despising them. And it gives me more, it drives me more to expose them for what they are. But pushing an agenda before my daughter was even buried, they pushed their gun control agenda. Even the superintendent of Broward County, a Democrat, the sheriff, a Democrat, we all know he was removed for his failed policies. But they were pushing an agenda. And they thought that Mr. Pollack was just going to let everything go and brush it under the rug. But I'm not an agenda guy. My daughter was murdered. I'm just going to tell you the facts. I wanted to know how I dropped my daughter off at that school, who failed her, and what policies were in place that led to this. And that's how I came to my conclusion with my book. And that's why I despise Democrats. And it's all laid out in there. If they would have just came to me, these Democrats at Broward, and said, you know, we understand these mistakes we made, and we're going to fix it, Mr. Pollack. We're never going to let it happen again. We apologize. We're going to make the adjustments. I would have been okay with it. But they don't know the meaning of the word responsibility, and I'm going to hold them all accountable. I've been doing it. We removed the sheriff, the deputy that hid outside and let my daughter get shot 9 times and murdered. He's been brought up on felony charges, so that's good. The school board, because we happen to get a great governor elected of Florida, a Republican governor, may I say, Ron DeSantis, he dropped a grand jury investigation into the school board in Broward, which meant a lot to me because it's all about accountability. And with this book, Why Meadow Died, I want parents and grandparents, like I'm telling you, you're responsible where you drive your kids. You take them to the school bus, they go to the school. You take them to the school that you choose to. So if these policies are in place, there's a good chance your kid's not going to get shot, but you could be putting them next to a kid on those psychotropics like you talk about. You could put them next to a kid that's committing multiple crimes for school year, selling drugs, you know. And why put your kid in an environment like that when, if you read my book, which I call now is like a manual into what happened in Broward and throughout the whole country, like I said, it's a law now in California. You can't arrest. You can't expel or suspend disruptive kids.
It's called so the that's Promise. What's going on. Promise program.
Yeah, that's what they call it in Broward, Alex, Promise. But it goes by other names throughout the whole country. And you know what? What's going on now with this Democrat platform is, so I met with the president, Alex, after this in the Oval Office, and we discussed school safety. And he put together a commission of his cabinet members to look into school safety and what policies are good, what policies have failed. And he came up with over 100 recommendations. And one of them that meant a lot to me was he rescinded these Obama-era leniency policies, which create this chaotic environment in schools, which give teachers no rights. The students that want to learn have no rights, but they give disruptive kids who are also emotionally unstable, they give them more rights. So this is what's going on. And the platform for Democrats for 2020, one of them is to bring back those Obama policies and put them in schools, more schools throughout the country. So that's why I'm out here fighting, you know, hey, parents. It doesn't matter what your affiliation is now with a party. You want your kids in a environment where the teacher can't suspend a kid, or it's okay for the kid to sell drugs, or it's okay for the kid to talk back to the teacher, tell them to go F themselves, or worse, you know. And that's what's going on. And the mainstream media doesn't want to push it. They don't want to tell you the truth. You know, they gave those kids, which accomplished zero in Florida, okay? All those kids that March for Our Lives kids, the only thing they accomplished was getting media attention. That was the only thing they did. We got the bill passed in Florida, me and another father. We made it so teachers are able to be armed in schools. We made, there was more money for mental health, some red flag laws that some people approve of and do with, you know, some people don't. So Florida's much safer because of what some of the parents got done. Nothing to do with what the media wants you to make out, that these March for Our Lives kids who were on a bus tour making noise, that's all they did.
Can you speak to how they took four drama students whose parents are anti-gun liberals and then made them the whole face? Because I know not just you, but I saw some of the other parents say that CNN had town halls. I think it was you particularly, though. But then they would try to get you to write your questions before, and they were basically censoring out or trying to censor out parents who weren't going with this anti-Second Amendment agenda.
Well, I don't know enough about it, Alex, to speak about it. I try to stay away. You know what I mean? CNN, I don't know. You got to do CNN Live. You know, that's it. You can't go
exactly
where they're going to tape you on CNN where they could edit you. But, you know, I'm here to talk to any parent. I don't really care. Even if you're a Democrat, I'll try and talk some sense into you. But other than that, I don't really know. I know those kids, one kid came out of it, and he helped us, Cameron Tasky. But these other kids, they're not interested in fixing anything. All they're interested is in pushing an anti-gun agenda, and that's not the solution. The solution is when people make threats, no matter what age, they need to be arrested when they threaten people's lives and charged with a felony. We need to take it serious. We need to take mental illness serious. When someone's a danger to themselves and others, they need to be committed. You know what I mean? If they're that much of a danger, commit them and have them evaluated so these things go on their background check. This way, background checks work. Democrats are pushing background checks, but if a background check only works if you enforce laws that are in place. And this isn't common sense. You know, this is just common sense, what I'm saying. Some of these people don't get it, you know. What good is a background check? The killer that killed my daughter would have passed the background check. He passed the background check. He bought his gun legally. So nothing that the Democrats are pushing for right now would make a difference in these mass shootings where my daughter was killed. Or, you know, it's the same thing with the Dayton shooter. The Dayton, Ohio shooter threatened people's lives. He had a rape list, never arrested. My daughter's murderer, they had to frisk him every morning before school. They never told the parents. I put that in. That's in the book. And no backpack. He wasn't allowed with a backpack. In Broward County, they allowed 4 misdemeanors per school year without ever meeting law enforcement. So all these things in Broward, and they're still going on. The same people are running Broward. But this fall, there was 2,000 less students enrolled in Broward County. Charter schools you can't get in, private schools you can't get in, and the public school system just keeps deteriorating under people like this Robert Runcie, who's the superintendent. And like I said, parents, read my manual. Don't put your children in an unsafe environment like I did. I got to live with it. You have no excuse now. Read my book, Why Meadow Died, and learn the facts.
Well, I got to tell you, you're a very articulate stand-up guy, and I imagine your sons are pretty amazing people. I imagine their mom's an amazing person, and I just cannot imagine losing a daughter and then knowing the police stood down. Again, the book by Andrew Pollack is a manual on how to stop this across the country and to implement what President Trump has done, removing Obama's directives, but it's still being carried out, as he said. Why Meadow Died. Everybody should get the book. And I would tweet it out, but they took me off Twitter. And the big thing was last year, the final thing was the stand down of the police. And they lied and said that I said nobody died and then took me off the internet over it. With you, as you said earlier, they have literally had a blackout on you on mainstream media. It's just incredible.
And they did, you know, what's important to find out. We did get some accountability. We removed the sheriff. Ron DeSantis, his first week in office, removed the sheriff. And the one deputy's been charged with felonies that didn't go in the building. And I think 3 or 4 also
were terminated. That's certainly good. Andrew, stay right there. Do a little bit more with us. We appreciate you being here. So I want to talk about, because we've all now seen the photos and the witnesses. I mean, you stood there for like 15 minutes. What the hell kind of cowards are these? You want to be a school safety officer, and then you sit on your fat ass while some psycho kills people? We'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.